The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every Thursday, we check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. I'm trying to jump to the weekend here.
I don't blame you. Sometimes you hope things will just slow down, right? You know, you never know what crazy things are going to come out of Washington. We're like, man, if we can just get to Saturday, at least we have 2 days where they're not working.
Yep, that is for sure. So always good to talk with you. What exciting news do you have for us on this Thursday morning?
Well, you know, thankful, I just left where I gave welcome remarks at Rebuild Upstate. Joey, 15 years, they've been working to help people who can't afford to make repairs in their own home, help them make those repairs so they can stay in their homes. And we know this affects, our elder population probably the most, you know, to where they can't make those repairs. And we want to keep them in their homes. It's the best thing for them. It's the best thing for all of us. To keep them safe and healthy, and even for people that are at risk, right? I mean, I don't think we think about COVID should have helped change this in our minds. It's just the security and the safety and the comfort of your own home, right? You always feel best there, and children thrive best there. So what a great organization right here in our upstate celebrating 15 years. And to everybody that's listening, take a look at them. If you can support them. They're doing great, great work.
So give us a quick summary for maybe some of our listeners who aren't familiar with Rebuild Upstate, what they do, where their funding comes from, that type of thing.
So they're all volunteers. Their funding comes from donations. What they do is they work in conjunction a lot of times with Meals on Wheels. That's one of their kind of referral partners. So as Meals on Wheels is maybe going to a home to deliver a meal and they notice a roof leak or they notice a broken window or a door that's not shutting, they will reach out to Rebuild Upstate. And that's how Rebuild Upstate will go out and reach out to people in our community, and volunteers will come out and help them get projects done around their house so that their home stays safe and they can stay there. So, I mean, look them up online. They have thousands of volunteers. It's not something you have to volunteer every weekend, but you can put aside a weekend to go out and help somebody. And they rely on contributions, Joey, just like so many of our great non-for-profits, right? They rely on the generosity of neighbors from all around them to help and help each other.
Yeah, they do great work. I have watched them over the years, and because they are community supported and they do rely on your donations, unlike some programs that I've seen that were government funded, I mean, they know how to stretch a dollar.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're doing great work with people who need our help here in the upstate. So Rebuild Upstate, I didn't realize they'd been around 15 years. It seems like just yesterday that they started.
And you know, Joey, so many times I get people asking me, like, I want to give to something, but I want to give to something here in my local community, helping out, my neighbors. Like, where can I give? And here's another example of a really great organization you can give and help your neighbors right here in Greenville.
Yep. Governor McMaster this week was over in Kershaw County, giving some praise to Camden Elementary School with how they've been able to keep school open. Talk with us about that and just sort of give us a general overview of what you're hearing. I mean, you know, we heard yesterday that for all the Gamecock fans, after this week, of course, they were headed down to Athens to play the Georgia Bulldogs. But when they return to Williams-Brice Stadium, masks are going to be required for football at the stadium there because of the city of Columbia's mask mandate. You know, we're seeing some cities have this, some cities not. There's the big debate on whether kids should wear masks or not wear masks. Talk with us about what Kershaw County is doing right.
So the governor was very impressed in the numbers of Kershaw County, you know, less than 1% of their students being affected by COVID. And instead of just focusing on making a mask fight, what they've looked at is how do we keep our kids safe? So they temperature check. They make sure that, you know, if a child walks in and has a temperature, they need to get a note and say there's just allergies or not and come back. They make sure that they're, you know, washing hands, that they do localized contact tracing so that we don't have kids, you know, too many kids out and quarantined. We're finding that a lot of the, you know, when you look statistically, the kids that are being sent home on quarantine, the majority of them never test positive, and then they end up, you know, missing all that time in school. Kershaw is taking a very localized approach at keeping their kids safe, and they're seeing that, right? Like, they're not just battling, you know, just should parents have the right or not have the right to put their children in a mask? They're like, what can we do with all the other tools we have in the tool case to keep our kids safe? And they're doing a great job of it. And so the governor was down there yesterday, sitting at a round table with them, hoping that other school districts will hear what they've done and adopt some of that, you know, and good common sense approach to keeping everybody safe. That's what the governor's always been focused on.
Yep.
Good common sense.
Of course, last Thursday, President Biden came out with his mandatory vaccine, mandating that employers of 100 or more, and it's really gotten our attention, a lot of discussion. Some companies already announced that they're going to comply with that. Arizona, I think, was the first state to challenge that. There have been other challenges. In upstate New York this week, a federal judge intervened with a couple of local businesses who are going to healthcare providers, actually, who are going to mandate that the nurses and doctors be vaccinated. What's the talk within South Carolina? Is South Carolina possibly going to join one of the other states that will end up suing the Biden administration to try to prevent mandatory vaccination?
Well, as we heard from the governor in his very powerful statement, he will fight the Biden administration to the gates of hell when it comes to trampling on our Constitution, when it comes to forcing mandatory vaccine mandates here in South Carolina. You know, we don't have any idea what that looks like yet. So you don't know how to fight something that you don't know what it's, you know, what it's going to said. The Biden administration has gone through OSHA. OSHA has yet to release any of that guidance. You know, but I think what the Biden administration should be focusing on is closing our border and not closing businesses. You know, you'll see, I mean, I write an article, and Joey, take that with a grain of salt. I take everything I read with some form of skepticism anymore, just like everybody else. But basically, the crux of this article said that 70% of the people who are not vaccinated will walk off their job before taking a forced vaccine. So just imagine the undue harm this is going to do to business, right? People are going to walk off the job. We're going to have an even bigger labor crisis. This will put a huge strain on the state and on families. Why should somebody have to choose between a medical decision that they clearly are either on the fence on or completely against and feeding their family and paying their rent? It's not right. The governor doesn't believe it's right. And he'll do everything in his powers to keep South Carolina away from all that.
Well, and I've had several healthcare professionals call in. I had a nurse last Friday call in who said that he would not comply, that he would leave his job, and he said the night before he had worked, there were two of them working when there should have been five because they were short, but he's willing to leave his job of almost 25 years because he feels that strongly about it. And I've gotten other comments like that. So I just hope that there's a solution somewhere in between there. Unfortunately, some businesses have already said, "Hey, we're going to comply," and they've already given the deadlines to their employees. You got to get the shot. So appreciate what you do, and always appreciate you checking in with us. And we'll do it again next Thursday.
Well, thanks, Joey. I hope you all have a safe and happy weekend.
You too, as well, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.